we're going to kind of talk a little Thanksgiving today. You've got Pastor Milton Hicks, who's going to join us in a few. Carl Marable, I think, from Last Chance Ministries, is going to stop by in just a few. And we're going to do all sorts of things and talk about the Smyrna Laverne Food Bank.
Yeah.
So I guess one thing that I do want to mention about the local Y here, the North Rutherford Y, is they still have basketball signups continuing. So if you've got a young person that's interested in playing basketball, they've got a great basketball league here at the North Rutherford Y and at the Y in Murfreesboro, the Rutherford County YMCA. So stop on by and inquire about that. Youth basketball signups continue here at both Y locations, the one here in North Rutherford County and also in Murfreesboro. Barbara Hale is here with us, and Barbara is with the Smyrna Laverne Food Bank. And Barbara, we're going to bring you into the conversation here to talk a little bit about what's going on. This is a busy time of the year. People seem to think a lot about food this time of the year, don't they?
Many people come to the food bank and with a lot of donations at this time of the year. So we get our largest donations now, and we pile them up and we use them all year long.
Well, we have talked about that in the past, that donations seem to come in during this time of the year, which is great. It's very much appreciated. But sometimes July and August are kind of sparse, aren't they?
It gets a little lean around there, so we have to stretch things out. We can put a plea out to the community, and they're very responsive. So
What are some of the latest? I know you've got a whole page full of information. I don't know where you want to go here with this, but has demand for your services been high this year?
Over the summer, it only went up a little bit, like 2-6% per month. But in September and October, we've seen huge increases of nearly 30% for each month.
Yeah, wow, that seems like a lot.
It is a lot.
We have a lot of new families that have never needed help before that call and say, I don't know what to do, but I need something to eat. So we've had a lot of that, and people that just can't find jobs.
Do you think the reason for that is because they've run through their resources and that this is their last resort now?
I think that is. They've lost their jobs a couple of years ago and have been collecting unemployment, and then they run out of unemployment and they don't have health insurance, so they'll have, if they have medical expenses. So that's why they all come when they're down to the end of their resources.
Now, when you think about Thanksgiving, you see the big table with the turkey and the ham and all the side items and things of that nature, and many of us have that. But for those who are struggling just to get by, and those who come to the Smyrna Laverne Food Bank, I would think they're just worried about their next meal, not a Thanksgiving dinner.
Many people just want something to eat because they're hungry. We do have a lot of people that would like to have a holiday dinner, and we have collected turkeys. We've had some donations of turkeys and have purchased some ourselves, and hams also that we've been able to give out to many of their families. We haven't had enough for everybody, but we try to do as many as we can.
Do you know how many Thanksgiving turkeys and hams you've been able to? You're looking at me like I knew you were going to ask that question.
Oh, I would say we've probably given out 60 or 70 turkeys.
Wow. That is a lot. How many people are you helping nowadays, I mean, in any given month?
Well, we've been above 500 families per month for the last couple of months, and we keep thinking, well, it'll fall off, but it hasn't. They just keep coming every day.
Yeah. Well, you were telling me earlier that was maybe your if you had a wish list of two items, it would be turkeys and hams. Earlier.
Right.
And then you said Kroger's got them on sale right now, 59 cents a pound.
Right. I'm going to add peanut butter and jelly to that list, too.
Really?
Mike.
That's always a biggie for the kids.
Right.
They'd rather eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich than maybe a
Well, who's been really supportive of your organization that maybe you want to kind of mention today?
I've made a list of some organizations that have helped us out tremendously. The Rotary Club of Smyrna had a fundraiser for us. And then another company I'd never heard of, but it's Wearwell, and they're over on 3rd Street, close to the airport.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they did a cash and food fundraiser for us and did a great job.
Yeah.
The Smyrna Firefighters, they had two food drives for us, one at Kroger's on one week and then at Walmart the next week. And they've also sponsored some food drives at the schools, and they go over and pick it up and bring it to us. Stonecrest Hospital, Vijon, Irby Company, HCA, Scott Butler Homes, First Presbyterian Church of Smyrna, and the Smyrna First United Methodist Church, as well as the VFW Post 8422, plus the Women's Auxiliary there, have all done a great job.
Recently, you had one of your main volunteers pass on. Do you want to talk about
Well, that was Mr. Sam Peterson. He was 95 years old, and he'd been volunteering at the Smyrna Laverne Food Bank for about 16 years.
Wow.
And he was he came every Wednesday, and he helped people out with their carts and kept them straight on which door to go out. And about a month before he passed away, he was there on his day, feisty as ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's... That's great that you've got people in the community that volunteer of their time. Otherwise, you know, without the volunteers that are willing to put forth their effort, you actually started out as a volunteer, if I recall correctly.
I started out, I was a volunteer for about 8 years before this position came open.
You've got to have the volunteers.
Right. We couldn't run our business without volunteers. We are a part-time company or organization, and we have 4 part-time employees, and that's all. So,
now, has any of your funding been cut back from municipalities or county or United Way or anything?
Federal funding was cut this year. There's a grant that we get every single year. We've gotten it ever since I've been there as a volunteer in all these years, and we didn't get it this year. It was called the... It's emergency.
She can't even hear us because she don't have headphones on.
Emergency Food and Shelter Program that is a federal program that helps people, organizations that do food and shelter, and it was cut. Yeah. We did not get anything from them this
year. You know, unfortunately, we're probably going to see more of that. And that's why, you know, you speak about awareness and community and the private sector. That's why you're going to have to see, you know, have more of that participating.
We have a great community here in Smyrna and Laverne, and they've been very supportive, and we just appreciate everything that they do.
What about your churches? Do you have many churches that step up?
We have quite a few churches that do monthly. They take in an item of the month and deliver it to us. So they'll have one Sunday a month where they do an item. They usually call us to find out what it is that we need, and then they'll deliver that the next week after they take it up. And that helps tremendously.
Sure. For someone out there who wants to help, I mean, this is for individuals, church groups, civic organizations, you know, whatever group would like to collect,
right,
to donate. How easy is that? What's the process?
Well, individuals come by every day with the food that they've just gone to the grocery store and purchased, and all this buy one, get one free, and super couponing. Yeah. People that do those things bring their things over all the time. Some people organize neighborhood food drives. Sometimes they'll take up money and bring it over and donate it to us so that we can spend it, of course. We buy stuff in bulk so we can get a better price on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, if a consumer wanted to buy something in bulk, would you say Aldi, you're probably going to be able to get your best deal buying a bulk of chicken noodle soup, for example? That's going to be your best bang for the buck, isn't it?
We get a lot of people that buy case slots at Aldi's for us. So
anybody who wants to give or need your services, I guess one question is, where are you located? How can we find you?
We're located at 130 Richardson Street, and that's in Smyrna. It's close to Front Street. If you turn across Washington and go across the railroad tracks and bear to your right, it's the 3rd Street on your left.
So you go around the part of the roundabout.
Yeah. You just go across the tracks and a quarter, I would say.
There
turn right on Front Street, and then we're the 3rd Street on your left.
Miss it. I've been over there. We did a remote, I guess, last year your location. And
you had volunteers out there that day, didn't you?
Yeah. I think it was United Way Day of Action.
It was one of the days of action. We had a group from HCA come out there and help that day.
Well, it's very important that if you can give, if you've got extra, when you go to the grocery store, you know, we've got a lot of people who probably will be doing some Thanksgiving shopping, Christmas shopping here really soon. Throw an extra couple in the basket, and
right.
That would go a long way if everybody would do that.
Every can of food, every package of peanut butter and jelly, everything makes a difference and helps, and we just appreciate just anything that everyone wants to do.
Well, Barbara, thanks so much for coming today, and we know that it's been a very busy time and will continue to be, but anything that we can do to help spread the word about Smyrna Laverne Food Bank, we'll be glad to do that.
I appreciate it.
All right. Barbara Hale joining us from the Smyrna Laverne Food Bank here on Rutherford Issues this afternoon, the North Rutherford County edition. When we return here on WGNS after the Huckabee Report, we're going to get the lowdown on Mike Sparks. We're going to find out a lot about Mike Sparks. Milton Hicks is here, Living Springs Baptist Church. We're going to find out, we're going to get a little insight on Mr. Mike Sparks himself.
All right.
Isn't that what we're doing?
Yeah, well, I don't know. My pastor may not want to share.
You got a little nervous over there.
Well, I get kind of outspoken at church sometimes. He may share some things.
And Carl Marable just walked in.
That, okay.
So we're going to have some great conversation for the rest of the 40 minutes or so we have together. So stay with us. The Huckabee Report is coming up next.
Why not a truck? How about a Ford F-150 from Ford of Murfreesboro? Right now, Ford is offering up to $6,000 in rebates on F-150s or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify. Head to Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive the latest Ford F-150.
$6,000 in rebates or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify.
Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield, fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450. Now, the Huckabee Report. News and views from Mr. Conservative Mike Huckabee. Brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
This is the Huckabee Report for Wednesday. I'm Mike Huckabee from North Little Rock, Arkansas.
This is Chad Mills with Mills Family Pharmacy.
And this is Rebecca Mills.
We're a family-owned and operated business, and when you come in my doors, we try to treat everybody with dignity and respect. We just try to treat everybody like their family.
We're talking with customers at Mills Family Pharmacy. We asked customer Chris Ashley why he shops at Mills.
Great customer service, and Chad and Rebecca go out of their way to take care of every need for my family.
Mills Family Pharmacy, helping your family stay healthy. Mills Family Pharmacy is on South Church across from Indian Hills.
As I well know, any Republican who goes on a late-night comedy talk show had better be prepared for a fencing match. We generally don't get the friendly treatment that liberals do, but Michelle Bachmann's appearance on Jimmy Fallon's late-night show on NBC accomplished something rare by taking such an unwarranted cheap shot that even liberal feminist and Democratic congresswomen are rallying to Representative Bachmann's defense. As she was walking out for her interview, Fallon's band The Roots played a snippet of a hip-hop song that she didn't know, but whose three-word title includes the word lying plus two unrepeatable profanities, one of which is a derogatory term for women. The band's drummer, Questlove, is a well-known Obama supporter, and he picked the song. Now, he issued one of those non-apology apologies. I feel bad if her feelings were hurt. Well, so far, that hasn't quelled the angry letters of the boycott talk. I can only imagine the reaction if I'd welcomed First Lady Michelle Obama onto my TV show in such an insulting way. Thankfully, I'm glad to say that such a classless thing would never even occur to me or anyone on my staff. It does make me wonder if some on the left who are constantly calling for civility in politics have the slightest idea what that word or any non-four-letter word actually means. Well, another woman from Herman Cain's past has come forward. but this one Kane's going to be grateful for. Back in the 80s, Eva Vachel was the corporate receptionist for Godfather's Pizza during Kane's entire tenure. She says that receptionists see all and they know all. She worked closely with Kane and all the other women around him, and they gossiped about their bosses all the time. Vachel says that neither she nor any other woman there ever raised an eyebrow about Kane's conduct, and that while Kane did make an occasional compliment on her outfit or a teasing comment like you'd hear from your dad, he was a true gentleman always. Up next, you want to get a tan in New York City? Well, you might want to head for the subway. Quicken Loans has been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are. But what's happening right now is something truly special. Rates are shockingly low. In fact, over the last 40 or 50 years, we've never seen anything like this. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. Take 5 minutes today and call Quicken Loans at 877-511-1330. That's 877-511-1330. They're going to walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, they're going to help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know that you took the time to make sure that you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 877-511-1330, 877-511-1330, or go to quickenloans.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide licensing number 3030. Finally today, for years, New York has covered green space with concrete and asphalt. Now a couple of architects are proposing to reverse that with an idea right out of science fiction. They want to turn an abandoned graffiti-covered trolley terminal on the Lower East Side into an underground public park. The tracks would be covered with dirt, plants, and trees, and concentrated sunlight would be piped down through shafts and fiber optic lines so the sun would shine on the underground park every day, even when it's rainy or freezing outside. The big question, of course, is how do you keep people from occupying it? And this is the Huckabee Report.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
This is Chad Mills with Mills Family Pharmacy.
And this is Rebecca Mills.
We're a family-owned and operated business, and when you come in my doors, we try to treat everybody with dignity and respect. We just try to treat everybody like their family.
We're talking with customers at Mills Family Pharmacy. We asked customer Chris Ashley why he shops at Mills.
Great customer service, and Chad and Rebecca go out of their way to take care of every need for my family.
Mills Family Pharmacy, helping your family stay healthy. Mills Family Pharmacy is on South Church across from Indian Hills.
Get a magical deal on fixing your hail-damaged vehicle. Dent Magic will give you a $100 gift card for Black Friday shopping for every repair. Couldn't you use the extra cash and get your hail damage fixed? Dent Magic will repair your vehicle in 2 days without drilling holes. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will even pay your deductible. Some restrictions apply. Oh, did I mention Dent Magic will give you a $100 gift card for Black Friday shopping for every repair? Dent Magic, 1 mile west of Coles on Old Fort Parkway in the old fire station. Dent Magic, the industry leader in paintless dent repair at hailmagic.com.
This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
And welcome back in as we continue the conversation here on WGNS AM/FM online, WGNSradio.com. That's where we have our streaming apps on the iPhone. For the iPhone, Android phones as well. And we listen live at your computer. Mike, I bought me an FM AM radio that has a place to dock my phone, and I can listen to the stream and turn it up, and it's like listening to the radio. It's a pretty amazing little gadget.
How much is it?
I paid $29.99 for it.
Where at?
Office Depot.
Was it?
Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
It's good.
So... listen to the radio anywhere.
You're always making fun of my cell phone, though.
Well.
Saying it's old school or something.
It looks like, you know, 1993
cell
phone. Well,
I'm going to get me a new phone. I'm going to get that. Verizon's got a pretty good deal going on.
Are you really going to get a new phone?
I'm going to go ahead and, yeah, break down and buy one. Mm-hmm. So it's I think, the $100 special right now.
Well, you'll be asking me how to use it.
I'm not good at that kind of stuff, you know.
You brought someone pretty special to you in today to talk a little Thanksgiving, didn't you?
Well, I've got a few people that's special here. Which one do you –
I don't know.
Who's special, okay? Now
you
I might exclude somebody, you know. Now, I'll tell you what we've got here. We've got my pastor, Milton Hicks, is here at Living Springs Baptist Church. He's come on the air with us before. And one of our deacons, Ron Johnson's here with us too. And another friend here, Carl Marable with Second Chance Ministries. He's been on the air with us a few times, I think. And in fact, I think you're on one of our YouTube videos that we've recorded.
Well, somebody said, you know, they saw me, but I was trying to figure out whereabouts. And then they said on the computer, I'm sort of.
Well,
like,
my IT guy videoed that one at State Street, I believe. It was. And then we had the one with Salandy. Now it's Superintendent Salandy and the judge.
Yes.
I think Scott was on there and several others we were talking about.
Okay.
I think some of the drug problems. That was probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah, maybe so. Mm-hmm. He must have thought you were filming today. You wore his three-piece suit.
Yeah, he's all dressed up.
I mean, you know, when he says radio, I figure
dressed
I'm never looking
at
you know.
Well, and Pastor Hicks kind of all dressed up here, too. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah.
I feel a little underdressed here today with this group.
But I appreciate what these guys do in the community, and you always kind of know where they stand. And I thought, you know, talk about Thanksgiving, we could segue in from the food bank, and that worked out good. I just called, checked on them this morning to see how they're doing. I was like, hey, by the way, why don't you come on radio with us? It would tie in good, so we kind of put it together.
Some things come together at the last minute, don't
mm-hmm.
they? Mr. Hicks, how long have you been doing this pastor thing out at Living Springs?
Out at Living Springs, if I live till February, it'll be 9 years.
9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I'm sure, around?
16 years at First Baptist Laverne. Go way back 51 years total. So
51 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's really quite the calling for 51 years, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm so young. I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, you don't look a day over 52, so you must have started right out of the womb.
Yeah.
No, why do you laugh, Carl?
I tell you what, he come out screaming that
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about Thanksgiving over the years and what people give thanks for. And, you know, we really do live in a great part of the country, don't we? And
we
a
do.
Great part of the world.
We do. We live in a wonderful part of the world, and we really need to be more grateful than what we are. Be nice if we could have Thanksgiving every day. I know that's a cliche, but it's the truth. We have so much to be thankful for. When I travel around the world and see where other people are, I understand that we are a very blessed people, mm-hmm. very, very blessed people.
On the show that was right on before us, Truman Jones was talking to former pastor Jim Averett out at from Bellwood Baptist and talking about some of his trips over to the Holy Lands and to Bethlehem and how the, you know, they do the Bethlehem Marketplace at Southeast Baptist and how really kind of true to life that is. And we can hop in our car and be across town where it would be a 2 or 3 day journey, you know, in just a matter of minutes. And we take a lot for granted, don't we?
We do. We take too much for granted because even with things like health care, anything that the other people of the world don't have. For instance, I was in Mexico a few years ago on a mission, and a lady brought her little child out, and the child had a real serious medical problem. And even if we'd have wanted to take the child to the doctor, there were no doctors. And
no doctors.
Yeah, and I came back home with a tremendous appreciation of good old Tennessee.
I can only imagine. What did you have in mind here talking with
Pastor
Hicks?
Well, you know, I think just like we were hearing from the Smyrna Laverne Food Bank, you know, the demand that they face. I mean, an increase of 30% in 1 year, you know, year to date, that's pretty significant. You know, and I think that just goes to reflect on how hard it is out there. You know, and you know you hate to. I guess someone, especially when you're in politics, you know, you want to talk about hope and change and you know, and keep everything positive. And sometimes things ain't always positive, you know, and sometimes you just got to say, hey, there's needs and we need to meet these needs, you know. But, I mean, it's all over, you know, when I talk to people. And the neat thing about it is, you know, just this year, I've been able to talk to people that are in pretty high positions. I mean, president of universities. I mean, not just here locally, but UT or you know, some people that are in pretty influential positions. And they all face the same challenges that other people face. You know, they all have the same needs. And, you know, we're kind of all in this stuff together. And that's why I was asking about how many churches get involved, because, you know, sometimes I feel like the churches aren't involved enough. I mean, our church, I know, you know, we're talking about the food bank. We've got a little food bank at our church. And I know you're busy visiting people and so forth. But, you know, your deacons got to get more involved in the community. You know, your church members need to get more involved in the community. And the government's not going to be able to solve these problems. I mean, quite frankly, they haven't really solved too many problems as it is. Most of the problems have escalated and been worse. Whether you're talking drug addiction, prison, teen pregnancy, fatherless rate, education, you name the problem, and it's escalated, and it's oftentimes gotten worse. And the private sector's got to start stepping up and being more involved, and churches need to start stepping up and being more involved. And I think, but going back, we do have a lot to be thankful for. But tough times, you know, I think they make you better. They polish you up a little bit and make you really appreciate what you got.
Well, there are many examples in the Bible where, you know, tough times made for a different person, aren't there?
That's exactly correct. And we really sometimes don't realize how thankful we ought to be for hard times. My parents were raised during the Great Depression. And I do not remember the Great Depression. I've had a few depressions, but not the Great Depression. And I think a lot of times about the values that they taught me. And most of those values, they learned them because of hard times. And there's examples in the Bible, like you say, Joseph in prison, unjustly, is a tremendous example. And there are over 100 ways that he was like Jesus. And it's amazing that most of those grew out of his rough background and the terrible experiences he had.
Well, you know, when you think about somebody going through tough times, if you thumb through the Bible, you probably get to the book of Job, and you could see somebody who had a really tough time.
Yes, he did. He had a very difficult time. And I cannot imagine going through that with as few complaints as he had. I think instead of saying, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," I'm afraid I'd be griping and grumbling and belly aching.
Wouldn't most of us.
American.
Yeah. But it's because it gets back to being spoiled.
Yeah.
You know, we live in the land of plenty, and we kind of come to expect that.
Right. That is exactly right. And Mike was mentioning the churches stepping up. There was a time in this country when the churches were the benevolent agency, and they still are to a lot more extent than people realize. But the thing is that we could get into all kinds of discussion from that, but the thing that I want people to know is that churches do care, and most of the time people will call churches when they have a need. And our problem is that we're just like you were mentioning the government.
Yes, sir.
We don't have the facility or the money to do a lot of things that we would like to do. And I'm sure this brother understands that there are times that we would want to help even more than we can.
Yes.
But it's just you can only do so much with your dollars.
Let me pose this question. And Carl, you kind of jump in here on this, too, or anybody who wants to take this. But I think our country has done such an injustice of pushing away from the church, government, and separation of church and state and all that, you know, if you're pushed back into a corner, you don't feel like you can help. Or, you know, I mean, does that seem right? I mean, because Pastor Hicks was talking about, you know, that church was the benevolence and still is to some extent, but I don't know. You just kind of get pushed back into the background.
I run a ministry that I have to ask churches to help, because I help people deal with drugs and alcohol addiction. And so by me having a ministry with people like that, I have to ask individuals and churches to help support these men so they can go back and be head of the households and fathers in the communities. And I've been doing this for 14 years, going on 15. And I have maybe four or five checks coming in per month that helps. But other than that, I utilize the men who stay there for them to support, learn how to support themselves. And that's how I operate. Without those men paying to stay there, Second Chance Ministry would not be in existence. And that's sad to say. But so I try to reach out to, when we do community events, I started doing community events 11 years ago, and I started warehousing. I fed about 70 people, and I thought that was a lot of folks, but first time doing it. Now, Pastor, I'm feeding on 1,500 folks. So here's a diagram of it in August 6th at McFadden Community Center. It was just pouring down the rain, and the gym was just packed outside, and it was everywhere. And they come to get school supplies, and then we do a big feeding. And Christmas, we'll use Holloway High School. And they'll be all at the door and everything, and then we give all the kids Christmas presents. But I have to ask individuals. I have to stand in the street in Nashville down by Bell Road, and I take a bucket and take a little donation and get it. But if I do it here in Murfreesboro, the police will run me off the street. And so I go down there, and I get a little money to try to help out. And then I ask friends and foes and Walmart and what you call them.
Friends and foes, it doesn't matter, does it?
It don't matter. So my thing is, if we can help the child to become something that men perceive is our future, then 9 to my 10, those kids grow up in poverty. A lot of them wind up in drug addiction and crimes and violence and gun shooting areas and things of that nature. And so they rooted up this way, and that's what they see around them. And so when there's no hope, there's no father, there's no father figure in the house, there's just a mother who has to work if she's going to get an assistance from the government or anything. If she don't work, they cut her off, and then you have a homeless family, even worse than what a family really are. And so everybody, everything led back to the church. And if the church don't have the resources or the finances, then what did the church do? We know we pray and we ask God and we trust God. But there's sometimes it just ain't there.
Yeah.
And then when Christian people give up and lose their faith, then you know what that says to the rest of the population and society.
Well, but I just think that, you know, churches are filled with people who really want to help and don't mind giving when they can and helping people. But it's almost like sometimes that help isn't wanted because it comes from a church. I don't know. I just see that government church thing not being as easy as
we
what you
meeting,
say it is.
We had a meeting the other day, and our comptroller, Justin Wilson, was there, and he mentioned separation of church and state, and I just told him, and I'll come back, and I said, I get kind of tired of hearing that, because, and I wasn't being smart, I just said, you look at Hurricane Katrina, your churches of Christ were probably there helping people before FEMA got their act together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how much did it cost taxpayers? Nothing.
Nothing.
You know, so why don't we leverage the church? Leverage, and a lot of the, when you say the church, and a lot of these people that got involved, they may not even go to church. You know, there's some people that got involved in helping people didn't even go to church.
Well, in that disaster, you had, you know, the Churches of Christ and the Presbyterians and the Southern Baptist group, and they all got together to decide where to go to help so they could help as many people as they could. Now, you're talking about we could get into the Church of Christ and Baptist or whatever, but, you know, those differences go aside when it's there to help people, you know. And
our Tennessee Baptist disaster relief team fed 5,000 people a day during that Katrina thing.
Wow.
Right here from Tennessee.
Well, there's a lot of what I call unsung heroes. You know, I haven't heard many of those stories because a lot of times they're not going to be publicized. You know, but you know, you've got to get back what I call back to some basics. And you know, I can remember my dad who lived during the Great Depression, born in 19, I believe it was 1919. He's passed on now. And I was telling somebody earlier today, we got talking about some of these same issues. I said, you know what he did for ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise? And the guy said, those little packages from the restaurants. I said, that's how he had his mustard. He was that tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I never could figure out why he was so frugal. But now I kind of see, you know, because he was like, if you can't pay cash for it, you don't need it. He didn't owe nobody a dime. And, you know, our generation, my generation, I'm 44, you know, it's almost every day, you know, most of commercials are credit cards. you know, layaways or 90 days, same as cash, that sort of thing. And almost our systems almost put you into debt. But, heck, I tell you what, now when my dad's gone, now I look and say, man, that guy, when he was alive, I didn't think he was that smart. Now he's brilliant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. But you know, almost have to get back to some of that, that way of thinking.
You know, I go to a very small church, and we put together about 15 food baskets for Thanksgiving and got those out. And, Thanksgiving rolls right into Christmas. Yes. and doing Christmas gifts for some kids who need that. And then food for Christmas. I mean, you're talking about a pretty tough about 6-week span right there in terms of the giving that goes on within a church.
Can you imagine if we'd done it more often than just a seasonal giving? We've become a seasonal nation. We show the poor at seasonal time, but the poor's been the rest of the months as well. And they've been hungry the rest of the months as well. And it's like now we are exposing our poor, and then we are exposing our giving and our sharing, our caring. But those same folks right there have been struggling all the time, and they have no place to turn to but the food bank. And when they don't have the money to give or things of that nature, it hurts their heart as well. But if we start doing more throughout the year instead of this right here. When I grew up poor. I used to hate Thanksgiving and Christmas because I knew my mom didn't have nothing. And I knew that the food that we ate, we were barely eating throughout the year. And so thank God there were some churches that would come by and pick us up and take us to the church and we would eat food and I was always thankful. So this part where my heart the way it's geared today is when I became homeless, I had to go down to the mission in Nashville and to eat. But there was no place in Murfreesboro I can just go and eat.
Yeah.
And this county is getting too big to not recognize that you have a problem just like Nashville now.
Yeah.
And thank God for free people that are start doing that now. But we had to open up our eyes to the truth and we need to open up our doors. And we began to lock our doors. We went by somebody stealing pianos and steal systems. Let them steal the cross if they want to steal something. You know, leave that door where somebody might run in there, walk in there, and might really get something that'll save their life. But we begin to be afraid Christian as well. We're afraid of the world as well. And we're afraid they're going to kill us. And the Bible speaks about that deal and let them kill this old body, but they can't kill what my soul.
Right.
But we have to start helping each other on a regular basis, and then I think doing so with that love, then those who we give to, they may turn around, they may start giving, and like a seed just being planted, and then it might be less and less of what we see at Christmas and at Thanksgiving times.
Let's take a quick break here and come back. We'll continue the conversation with State Representative Mike Sparks, along with Carl Marable with Second Chance Ministries in Milton Hicks Living Springs Baptist Church when we come back here on the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues, presented by Gills Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
This is the G-Man. Go see Robert McConnell and Ken Mobbs. They are honest, reliable, and they treat their customers like family.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust.
Give them a call today at 896-1407.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Service you can trust.
Tell them the G-Man sent you.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Have a blue Christmas.
Lightning's Locker Room has great gift ideas for Blue fans. Middle Tennessee Raider Blue, that is. This Friday only, buy one, get one half off on all blue in the store. Shirts, hats, sweats, everything blue is buy one, get one half off this Friday at Lightning's Locker Room. 910 Ridgely Road off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's.
Have a blue
Blue.
Buy one, get one half off on all blue Friday at Lightning's Locker Room.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
Save big at our after Thanksgiving sale Friday and Saturday only. Save $100 on an electric fireplace, just $79.99. Radio Flyer tricycles are $39.99 and steel wagons $49.99. And get your choice remote control car or Color Me Playhouse, just $19.99. Save big on Christmas decorations after Thanksgiving only.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
A young couple moves into a new neighborhood, and the next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the young woman sees her neighbor hanging out wash. "That laundry is not very clean," she said. "She doesn't even know how to wash correctly. Perhaps she needs better laundry soap." Her husband looked on, but remained silent. Every time her neighbor would hang out her wash to dry, the young woman would make the same comments. About a month later, the woman was surprised to see a nice clean wash on the line and said to her husband, "Look, she has learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught her this." The husband said, "I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows." This is Frank LePetri, pastor of the Holly Grove Baptist Church. Just like this young woman looking through a dirty window, so it is with life. What we see when watching others depends on the purity of the window through which we look.
Rutherford Issues, we're everywhere you need to be.
The North Rutherford County Edition is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
And we welcome you back, and we're going to continue for the next, 5 minutes or so before we wrap up and make room for our friends at All Sports Talk. I believe Tim Tackett's in driving the big bus today as we get ready for some turkey tomorrow. We won't have the show tomorrow, and Friday, Zach Troutman, who is spinning the wheels back at the station right now, will be hosting for me as John Dinkins, Donnie Johnson, Rafferty Cleary, and myself will be headed to Maryville as the Rebels host the Riverdale Warriors in the semifinal football game. 5:30 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the kickoff from the Rolling Hills of East Tennessee this Friday night. So hope folks will join us. Going to enjoy some turkey. I think we're actually tonight, Mike, going to take my wife for her birthday dinner. Her birthday's next week, but the kids are out of school, and we thought we'd do a little birthday dinner. And went and visited with Polly Walls at Omni Hut this week. And what a really neat atmosphere. And the kids have never been in there, so we're going to we're going to eat at the Omni Hut tonight, I think.
You know, that was my first job when I was 13. Those vines on the wall, we pulled those out of the woods when I was a kid.
Well, I saw where you had, kind of carved your name in the wall there somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you
1977,
if anybody that wasn't that long ago. if anybody knows Major Walls, now that guy was a hero. That guy was at Pearl Harbor, served in World War II. And Sally Walls, everybody knows her, that was our first female police chief in the state of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Man, I remember her when she was going through the police academy. She built a wall in her backyard. And I was just a little kid here. I'm like 8-10 years old watching. Because she was heavy. I was just straight up. She's on the heavy side. Okay. Anybody knew Sally, but buddy, she has some heart, man. And she'd climb that wall, and she could take she could wrestle two of the guys in our neighborhood, her son, another boy, and tackle them both. She was tough, but I tell you what, she spoke up for our community. She was always involved, but I wish Polly and him the best. If anybody's ever been to the Omni Hut, that is a treat.
I hope folks will rediscover the Omni Hut. It's pretty neat place. So that's where we're going for a birthday dinner. I was told that I would be sleeping on the couch for at least a month if I said how old. So I'm not gonna go there.
But, well, Omni Hut, it is. You mentioned that to other people across the state.
Yeah.
If you mention Smyrna, a lot of times people say Omni Hut.
Yeah. They just.
I never ate in there.
You hadn't ate in there?
I passed by. I looked at it and.
You need to.
You're in for a treat. Yeah. Everything made from scratch. Good stuff. Carl, speaking of eating and getting together, we want to make sure that we have enough time to get to your December 17th event. So why don't you pass that along here to us?
We are coming again to Holloway High School for Christmas for the children. Last year we gave about 400 kids Christmas presents. And then the First United Methodist Church on Thompson Lane, they came out and helped. This will be their second year. coming out and partnering with us and helping us out. There are so many kids and so many families and so many different nationalities of races coming in there that it just unbelievable. And the kids, working with the kids. And this year I have a 9-year-old kid in Franklin, Tennessee, who accepts his calling as a minister, and he's going to come and bring a word. And then he's going to sing.
How old is he?
9 years of age.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so I'm just excited about it than I ever have done one. Out of 11 years, we have done this. And I tell you, I tell anybody, you need to come and see what's going on in your backyard. Because we'll probably do the largest event as far as feeding folks as a small ministry. Because when we set up, like when we block off State Street, I don't know where all these people are coming from, but they come to eat and share, and then individuals are getting involved in the community and helping out. And I'm like this, no matter what's happening in Smyrna, if someone's doing something in a small magnitude, I'm always excited to see people come together, eat together, and not so much that they're poor people, but they're just people. People loving people. We can get to pass that I'm feeding the poor people, but I'm feeding God's people, that they may get to know Christ in the midst of his love and understand that, you know, I don't have to be a way somebody tell me that I am. And I didn't realize how poor I was until one day I went to the store, and I was riding a bicycle by Holloway High School, and I hit a speed bump, and I dropped a sack and the eggs went everywhere and all that. And I went home. My mom, she said, son, that's all we had.
Oh, wow.
And I said, wow. And so I scraped up some money and went back to the store and got my mama what she needed. I didn't realize that, but...
Well, what's that scripture? I'm not good with my Bible, Pastor, but what's the scripture about, you know, how you'll know my disciples?
I think you find out about John chapter 13.
Okay.
By this you know that you've been with me, that you love one another. Is that the verse you're speaking about? Yeah.
Well, it's December 17th, Holloway High School. Starts at noon. Gifts for the kids, free food, gospel singing.
Yes.
You're going to get a message, so it sounds like a big time, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate you being here. Our time has gotten away. Pastor Hicks, thanks for stopping in.
Enjoyed it.
And happy Thanksgiving to everyone. For Milton Hicks from Living Springs Baptist Church, Carl Marable, Second Chance Ministries, Barbara Hale from Smyrna Laverne Food Bank, and State Representative Mike Sparks, I'm Brian Barrett. Enjoy your Thanksgiving here on WGNS Murfreesboro.